What is up, everybody? Welcome to Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam, and with me, as always, is Maggie. And we are back. You know, it's been a while, but we're back, and we're back from a break. And the Blues have just been on a run here lately, as of late. With everything going on, you know, they're building momentum. They're getting wins. They're getting win streaks, finally, more than, you know, two wins in a row, finally. And, you know, we beat the Wild, we beat the Ducks, we beat the Preds, and then we slipped away from the Canucks with 2 points. And, you know, we still got three more games of the homestead with the Blackhawks coming in town tonight. And we, you know, we got, like, what is it, Maggie, like 12 games left, and like 9 of the 12 are against Western Conference teams. And the schedule, the strength of the schedule itself is really weak. So, I mean, the odds are in our favor here to just keep the train running and keep going and get ourselves into the playoffs.
Yeah, I was reading today the Blues actually have the easiest schedule all the way until the playoffs, so hoping that they can keep it up. They've been playing, you know, decent teams, Vancouver, Minnesota, you know, LA, Pittsburgh recently, but it looks like they have an easier schedule coming up. Colorado, maybe a tough one. Nashville's not really anything. We got Edmonton, Winnipeg, maybe Detroit, but it's looking like an easier schedule until the end, so hopefully they can keep up the momentum and keep pushing for a few. I mean, right now we're going streaking. We're on a 4-game streak. They said right now one of the hottest players in the NHL right now is Jordan Kyrou. I would definitely agree with that.
He just doesn't stop.
I think the addition of Dylan Holloway has definitely pushed Kyrou to be like his best player. I think he's just been like working hard, working his ass off, and those two together have just been crazy to watch. I mean, Holloway is definitely a breakout player for the season. I think I was reading he was going from 9 minutes in Edmonton to 17 minutes with the Blues. So, I mean, that's a big jump, and, I mean, he definitely deserves it. He's playing very well under Monty. Him and Kyrou are a lot of fun to watch.
And whether it's the coaching, whether, you know, whether, whatever it is, whatever the magic is, you know, the chemistry is just there between those two, and things are clicking, you know. And Joey Vitale said this last night on the radio after the game. You know, it's like all four lines are clicking. And just keep running with that. And everybody, as long as, you know, everybody's ready to go with whatever, with those lines, and, you know, they're ready to go. And it's just been working. Whatever it is, it's working. And you gotta, you know, hockey players, hockey fans are superstitious. And, you know, when stuff like that, you know, happens and clicks, you just gotta lock in and just run with it for as long as you can.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal with the Blues finally playing all around hockey. All four lines are contributing. I'm really impressed by Zach Bolduc this season. I watched him playing junior and he was a lot of fun to watch, but watching him break out in the NHL is really awesome. So be interesting to see where he's at, which line he's at in the next couple of years. I mean, it's pretty jam-packed with who we got in the first and the second right now, but definitely could see him up there in a top six role. He's been a lot of fun to watch, though. He's definitely got a lot going for him.
And on top of that, I think Tyler Tucker is playing pretty well as well. And so it kind of begs the question, you know, you're starting to see Parayko back on the ice skating at practices and whatnot. And he was out there on the ice for the pictures today, being able to skate out there. So it kind of leads the question, like, you know, if he's hot right now, what's going to happen when Parayko comes back? Like, you want to keep the odd hand? Do you want to, you know, bring back the veteran? Like, what do you do in that situation if you're Montgomery, especially with the playoffs coming in where it's looking that, like, you know, Parayko might be ready for that playoff spot, that playoff time?
I think 50-50. This is why I'm not a NHL professional coach. I could see them going with Parayko just because of the experience and veteran presence and how well he's been playing this season. The season has been remarkable for him. He's definitely been one of my favorite Blues this season. Getting him back would be great. But also I could see them, you know, riding with Tucker. I'm just kind of like the hot hand. He's been playing well. He's been, you know, been a good defenseman since Parenko's been out, and they kind of have like a group going. So, you know, this is why I'm not a coach. I could see it going both ways.
Yeah, but, you know, you make a good point because, like, kind of look at, you know, Binnington and Hofer, where, you know, these guys are playing, you know, standing on their heads night in, night out. You know, every once in a while, every few games, you know, there's a couple pucks that trickle in, and you're like, wow, like, really? You know, we've kind of seen that from Hofer, where he's kind of, it just, he's kind of crunching up his body in the net, where he's, you know, one of the bigger goalies in the league, you know, one of the tallest goalies in the league. And you're like, what are you doing, dude? And you're letting all these soft goals in. But, I mean, just kind of in general, if you kind of look overall throughout the season, you know, it's kind of been going back between Binnington and Hofer and the Pipes, and both of them overall have been playing really well. And so maybe that's what's going to happen with, you know, like you said, Tucker and Parayko here, where, you know, they're both, you know, Parayko's got the veteran experience and that presence and that big body. And then, you know, he's been playing well this season before his injury. And then Tyler Tucker, you know, he's been playing well, you know, filling in. But, you know, you'd also, you know, with the same like a playoffs, it's a very, you know, it's a very long, it's excruciating, it's physically wearing on you, and so maybe it's good to go back and forth so that, you know, one or the other doesn't, you know, doesn't overwork themselves, doesn't get too tired, and you just kind of bounce back and forth to keep both of them hot, well rested, and then get right back out there in the next game, or, you know, whatever it is. But, you know, so we'll see how that works out. But it's good to see that Parayko's coming back potentially, you know, right in time for the playoffs. And also Tyler Tucker playing hot as well.
Yeah, it's definitely hard, especially like me saying the Stanley Cup playoffs. I remember when we went to the Stanley Cup playoffs in 2019. I mean, who really knew that we were going to get to the Stanley Cup final and, I mean, get past all those rounds. And, like, it really felt like a miniature season, just the playoffs, like how long hockey is. It can go to 7 games, then you have, like, a little bit of break, and then you go to the next series, basically, the next round, and there's, like, 4 rounds. And it's just crazy. It's a crazy amount of hockey in a little bit of time. And I think even being a fan, I was exhausted. It also was like my third season of being like a Blues fan because I had just moved there. So, you know, just kind of learning it all. And then the fact that they, you know, what, the parade was June 12th. Say I just finished the season, and then you get basically like 2 months off, a month off, and then you turn back around and start preseason. So, like, props to them. I mean, this is what they train for, and, you know, this is what they want to do. But yeah, it will be good to have everybody healthy after April 15th for sure. I mean, as long as they can keep pushing and, you know, stay in that wild card spot, maybe keep going and get another spot. So I think it'll be fun.
And something also to consider is players that have, you know, had injuries during the season, like Parayko or whatever, and they, you know, they take their time off, and then they come back, and then the playoffs start, and you just kind of, as a coach, you're kind of there sitting there thinking, like, you know, you don't want this player to get re-injured during the playoffs, because that would just hurt, you know. Like, it would add salt to the wound kind of thing. Like, you don't want, that's kind of something you also have in the back of your head when these playoffs start, when if you have players that are coming back from injury and then they got to, yeah, throw them right back out there for the playoffs, and you just don't hope that, you know, they don't take it too hard, or, you know, maybe they're on edge with their bodies that they don't want to re-injure something, you know. So that's also something to consider and keep in the back of your head when you start the playoffs, because it's just long. It's you know, it's like potentially 3 extra months of hockey, you know, if you go mm-hmm. far. So it's yeah. just, it's just extremely wearing on you physically, and the traveling back and forth between cities and all that.
Yeah, the playoffs and hockey are a different beast for sure. But they're fun. They're fun. If you asked me at the beginning of the season if the Blues were going to make the playoffs, I would have said yes. If you would have asked me in the middle of the season, I would have said no. If you would have asked me before the Four Nations, I would say no. And right now, obviously, I'm saying yes. It's a whole different team this whole season.
So what was it about, you know, that two-week break of the Four Nations tournament where the Blues come back and then they just have, like, there's, if you look at their record and their stats and the power plays and Kyrou's stats and all that, and, you know, XYZ, what was it that turned this team around from that break? What sparked the ignition that they just were like, you know what, we're going on the run. We know what kind of team we are. We know what we have in the locker room. We know we got that skill, and we know we can go to that next level. And then just at the snap of a finger, they just did it. So what do you think turned the season around from that Four Nations break?
I mean, obviously, we're never going to know the answer to that because we're not in the locker room. But, you know, a couple things I would say is, you know, like you said, they know what kind of team they have. They know what kind of players they have. They know they got a new coach. They have 2 weeks off to rest or train or vacation or, you know, get a reset. You know, I'm sure Shin gave the boys a message before their break and came back. You know, I could assume Shin saying, I mean, it's really your guys' choice. Like, do you want to give up or do you want to keep playing? And I think that was a huge thing with the trade deadline as well. I read that he blocked his no trade clause to go to Toronto because he didn't want to give up on the Blues. He knew what was coming, and I think the players and the team seeing that, like, your captain didn't go to a team that, you know, is probably going to be in the playoffs or have, like, a good chance or something like that, and he didn't leave, like, I feel like that just shows you, like, he wants to be there, so then you need to be there for him as well. And, like, I mean, it looks like they're having fun. That's another thing. Yeah.
And side note, Toronto's in second place in the Atlantic Division with 87 points, which Florida's right above them with 87 points as well. So, I mean, they're right there.
Yeah, I mean, so he had the chance to literally leave the Blues and go to a team that is in the playoffs as of right now. And, I mean, will make the playoffs. And he chose to stick it out with the Blues. So, I mean, I feel like they're just here to grind it out, you know, together. And they, like you said, they know what kind of team they have. And, I mean, we're seeing what kind of team we have, you know?
Yeah, our true colors are showing right about now, and it feels good. It feels great whether we make the playoffs or not. You know, this is what we love to watch. You know, just good hockey or just hockey, just hardcore hockey, just playing your full 60 minutes and just doing everything you can to put yourself on the line to make things happen. And it's fun. It's exciting. And if you watched the Blues Canucks game the other night, it was just. It was a full house, and it just felt like a playoff game the entire way. Just listening to it, watching it, if you were able to, and that sort of thing. It's just it's electric. It's pure electricity, and you know that's what we live for. And they're starting to feel it, and they can taste it, and they want more of it. Is what it seems like.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a lot of fun because we know what these players are capable of, and you know it is frustrating when we. You know, they don't play to their best ability. But, I mean, we're getting to see that right now. It honestly is a really good feeling as a fan. It's a lot of fun to watch. I think they can tell that the fans are really into it right now. You know, everybody's playing for each other. The players are playing for the players. The players are playing for the fans, the city. And, you know, we're going to keep showing up for them as well. I mean, you know, win or lose, we're always there. But it is a lot of fun being a St. Louis Blues fan right now.
Do you think Toronto's history in the playoffs is like, do you think that contributed a little bit to Shen saying, you know what, I don't need this?
Honestly, Toronto is going to lose in the first round. So, yes. Sorry, I had to say that. I mean, yeah, the history of the Maple Leafs in the playoffs, it doesn't make sense. The science makes zero sense how Edmonton Oilers, a charity case team besides McDavid and Draisaitl, how they get so far, or like Montreal Canadiens, how they got so far But Toronto, who actually has like lines of talent, good goalkeeping, good coaching, they just can't put it together. And I like Toronto.
I don't know. There's just some bad voodoo in there. I'm just glad not to be a part of it.
I do miss Chief.
Yeah, mad respect to him. And I just keep looking back, scrolling back and forth, and you know, the rest of the March schedule and the rest of the April schedule for the Blues, and it's just right there. The playoffs are right there, and it's in our grasp. And I know everybody's like, oh, this team has a game in hand for us, and this team has two games in hand for us. But it's just like, you know, we're playing so well, the schedule's in our favor. It's just like, you know, don't worry about that. You know, just you know, I saw it last night where it's like there was times where, you know, the moment of the game where we're just kind of lollygagging with our passes a little bit. They're just kind of like, you know, we turned the puck over in overtime last night just because it was weird. We had the puck. Our defenseman was all alone. I forgot who had the puck, and he just passed it straight through to the middle out of our defensive zone, like right into the middle into the neutral zone. Nobody there. And he was looking where he was passing, and it just went right to a Canucks player, and then it almost turned into a goal for them to win in overtime. And I'm just like, and it's just like, I don't know. We have the skill, and you know, the confidence is there, and just, you know, be relaxed and play with that confidence and just like, just keep taking that one game at a time and stop, you know, just, we just got to focus. I'm sure, you know, they're listening and hearing what people say and all that and the analytics and stuff like that, but I'm sure they know, like, just to keep their heads down, just keep trucking and take these games one at a time. And I'm sure they know that, you know, the schedule is in their favor, and I really think they can do it. I really think they can do it and clinch a spot for St. Louis.
Yeah, I actually spoke to somebody Saturday. I was in Orlando, went to Fiddler's Irish Pub, and this man walked in with a St. Louis Blues hat on. So I went into the bar and I said, "Are you a Blues fan?" And he said, "Partially." And I was like, "Okay, what's that mean?" And he said, "Well, I'm a Jim Montgomery fan because I went to the University of Maine and that's where Monty went. So now I'm a fan of the Blues because that's where he's coaching." So he's a big Monty fan, and he's like, "I had to go out and buy all Blues stuff. I had Bruins stuff and now I got Blues stuff." And he's like, "I had Blues stuff and Dallas stuff, and then I got rid of it because he went to Bruins and I thought he would be there for a while, but now he's wearing Blues again." He said that he's having a lot of fun watching the Blues this season as well. He said, "Seems like they're turning things around. They're just having fun." I mean, it was super cool to, you know, just talk to him since he has kind of a different opinion about the team. You know, he doesn't really know much about the players. He's more just following the Blues because of the coach. So I thought that was really cool. It's always fun to see people in Florida wearing Blues stuff too, because, you know, I'll go up and chat with them about, you know, the season, the players, what's going on. But the fact that this guy was just like a random Blues fan because of the coach, I just thought that was hilarious. But also, you know, says a lot about him.
And if you look at the schedule, if you look at our schedule, I think, yeah, like, we all know what's at stake. We all know what's at stake here, and we know what's on the line. And I just think once we get to that point where we have, you know, we go on the road to Winnipeg, and then two nights later, you're in Edmonton. And I just kind of see both those games, and I think those are going to be like the real, you know, those are going to be like real tests. Like, we know we have these handful of games, you know, playing, you know, mediocre teams that you really need to, you know, secure some points against. The Predators twice, the Blackhawks, the Canadiens, and then you got the Avs, then a couple Eastern Conference teams, the Red Wings and Pens, and then you got the Avs at home again. But I think for whatever reason, I'm just looking at this Jets game and this Oilers game, and after those two games, you got two games left, but I just see that away, those two away games as just like real tests. Like, the Jets are an absolute juggernaut, and the Oilers, they're a solid team, and it's in their barn. You know, I just see it. I think those two games right there, after that, with a couple days break before the last two games, I think those two games are a real test for us. And I say that because it's just, those are two tough teams, and it's kind of going to be like right there. That's kind of where you're like, okay, that's where like you're going to be right at the point of finding out whether or not you got that playoff spot. And it's just going to be crunch time at that point. And I think those two games right there is going to be like crunch time, even though it's not the final games. But I think at that point against those two good teams is going to be crunch time. And that's where we're going to have to learn to lock in and kind of get ourselves into playoff mode for real at that point.
Yeah, I think I read today that if the playoffs started today, the Blues would be facing the Winnipeg Jets in the first round. I mean, Winnipeg is... been very good this season, but I also feel like I feel like the Blues could play better. I feel like they could catch them off their game, and it's weird, but I could see them either going like a sweep 4-0, or I could see it going to 7 games. Like, that's just kind of how the Blues play, and I feel like that's just kind of how it is. But I mean, if that's the first round, I think it will be a good test, and I do believe the Blues would get past the Jets.
And if it comes to that where we have to play the Jets in the first round, I think if you go back to March 2nd, and we're this is the game I went to on the road against Dallas, and we lost 6-3. It just seemed like we didn't play terrible, but it's just like the little things is what killed us. And we went over, our penalty kill was terrible. I think Dallas like basically scored on every single power play they had, except maybe one of like the 3 or 4 they had or whatever. I don't know. It was like an off night for us. Like we played well, but it's like we didn't. It's like the little things and the penalty kill for us against Dallas killed us. And that's how they got 6 goals against us. And, you know, they're a solid team, right? You know, they're a good team, and people are saying they could win the Cup this year. And they kicked the crap out of us on, I believe, for the Blues, an off night. So when we're playing like we are now, and hopefully the same, you know, on Monday, April 7th at the Jets, hopefully we're still playing to the level we're playing now. And I think it'd be, like I said before, just a minute ago, that's going to be a real test of where we are at the moment. And either it's going to be showing like, hey, like we can compete in the playoffs if we're there, or it's going to be a wake up call and say, okay, like now we know what to do. We're right there on the edge. Just 2 more games left, and we're on our way to the playoffs, and we can kind of lock in from there. That's those 2 games, the Jets and the Oilers. That's going to be a real good test from playing, you know, good teams in the past where we were just kind of playing sloppy and let the game get away from us when we're really not that type of team.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It will be. I mean, even I think a Colorado Avalanche team 2 days before the Jets, I feel like that's still going to be tough, especially with people they acquired in the deadline. But yeah, I think I honestly think those 3 games, Colorado, Winnipeg, and Edmonton, are going to be a nice little test before going into the playoffs. You know, talking as we are in the playoffs. But yeah, like I said earlier, they said the Blues have the easiest schedule going into April 15th, April 16th, end of the season. So, you know, just hoping that the boys, you know, stick together, play how they're playing, and keep showing up for each other.
Is there anything else you want to add before we get out of here, pretty much?
I don't think so. I feel like we talked a decent amount of, you know, what's going on, how the Blues have been playing, playoffs coming up, wild card. It's just been a lot of fun. There's been a lot to talk about. And, you know, we got Chicago tomorrow, and we got Nashville on Sunday. So, you know, hoping for 4 points in 2 days.
It'd be huge. So, I mean, whether you wanted the Blues in the playoffs or not, you know, we're here now. This is exciting hockey, and you just have to admit that and just enjoy the ride while you're here. We have a fun weekend of division hockey at home in our barn. Let's steal 4 points and keep it rolling and just have fun with the rest of the season, because it's getting exciting, and hopefully it gets more exciting, and hopefully there's playoffs and an extended season in our near future for us. So thank you again, Maggie, for joining me. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it so much. If you guys got Blues fans that you know, let them know to come and listen to Section 314 podcast. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see you next time. Section 3 and 4, your favorite online tailgate.